Hi there, this is John Bryan of the University and College Union. Welcome to this edition of the podcast. In this episode, we're talking about furlough leave and the experiences of some of our members whilst being on furlough leave. The Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme, to give it its full and proper name, came about in March 2020 as a result of the TUC and other organisations lobbying the government and trying to get them to pay money to staff who were unable to work during the coronavirus pandemic. The government said that they would pay 80% of salaries up to £2,500 a month. Most colleges and universities furloughed a number of staff, and those staff didn't suffer a detriment. The staff pay was topped up so that they continued to get 100% of the salary. But that wasn't the case with one college. In spite of UCU and Unison and GMB pushing that college to pay staff 100% of salaries, they refused to do so on a number of occasions. This episode of the podcast, I voice the experiences of those people who have been on furlough leave. The words that you hear are genuine. They come from a survey that we've started to conduct of those members who have been on furlough leave. Here are their real experiences. Thanks for listening. The lack of communication from the college has been disappointing. I was placed on furlough leave, but there was no preparation for this when the notification came on the Friday. This placed stress on staff. I couldn't provide anything. I contacted my line manager and they were unaware which members of staff were being impacted. Since May, I've had minimal contact from the college or management, apart from two generic letters stating I was to remain on furlough. This without any details regarding how long for or clear guidance on expectations. The experience also reflects negatively on my family as they work in different industries who provided support to staff on furlough. At much bigger international organisations, the CEO has made a monthly one-hour window to discuss staff concerns. This really shows leadership and was disappointing that the college appeared to be a closed shop. I think it also devalues the staff and morale may be at an all-time low due to the treatment of those on furlough. There was an expectation that I would hand over my entire work on a Friday afternoon prior to being furloughed and that whoever was there on a Monday would have to pick this up. This is unrealistic. I have no knowledge if any of the learners that we support have been contacted since the staff have been placed on furlough. It's difficult to check emails as we've been advised not to. I've used furlough to spend time with friends, family and to look after my health. However, from a mental well-being aspect, there's been no check-in to staff. We've been sent text messages, but these messages come across as a way for the college to save further money, such as using holidays on furlough to reduce the leave required next academic year. The uncertainty has been very stressful, in part because of the virus, but also because of the poor communication. It's also been stressful because we all know that the work will be waiting for us when we go back. I'm worried about September. It's normally stressful anyway, and lots of the things that we normally do to prepare are not being done. And we have lost so many people. It's caused issues at home for lots of reasons. I've been worried about the future, the financial impact of paying bills, and the lack of contact. I feel let down by the people at the top of the organisation because they will stay on large salaries as they make other people redundant again. It does make me and my colleagues think about how the college is run if it cutbacks are always being made. The same is not happening elsewhere. The reduction in wages was so difficult to manage, I was forced to take a mortgage break, although given no notice and taken off after 4 weeks of furlough. I was surprised at being furloughed. I'd been engaging with my students, sending work out, marking assignments, and updating details for our department. I asked my line manager, why was I being furloughed? I was advised that the principal had asked for a list of lecturers and that I'd simply been chosen at random. After a month, I was unfurloughed. I asked HR what had happened to my students. I had several emails from students wondering why I hadn't replied. I had a number of assignments to mark. No one had been organised to pick up my workload. There was absolutely no indication of how long the period of furlough would last for, and after the 3 weeks, I had to just make an assumption that I was still furloughed. This meant planning ahead, financially, was a complete unknown, and I've had to make some adjustments to accommodate this. I still have no idea when furlough will end, which leads me on to communication. Communication, the distinct lack of communication from any senior managers about when we might be asked to return, has been astonishing in its absence. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. We hope that you got something from it. Please remember to follow or subscribe to our podcasts in your podcast provider. You can find us by simply searching UCU Northern Region in whichever podcast app you listen to. Please feel free to share our podcast with other people as well. Thanks for listening. All the best now.